Tonight, my company, Pitch Publicity, is hosting our annual New York City event to show appreciation to our clients, journalists we work with, and Pitch team members. Our theme is celebrating storytelling, and we are paying tribute to the 100th anniversary of the New York Daily News and all journalists who work tirelessly to document what truly is our daily history. Before you make sweeping comments about journalists being biased, liberal, or conservative, first ask yourself if you are any of those things. I find it terribly ironic that the people who complain about the media being biased the most are quite biased themselves. Journalists play a very important role in our society. They maintain our freedom of information and expression and uncover truth and knowledge on so many different topics and issues that add value to our lives. It's important to remember that it's not the media's job to promote you or your company. It's your job to do good in this world and then share that with the media. Then they vet your pitch to determine the newsworthiness of your story to share with the public. The pitch challenge today: before you pitch another biased story to the media about how great you or your company or client is, reverse your thinking and act as though you are the journalist telling the story. What's the national relevance, local angle, human interest component, and most importantly, why do we have to talk about this right now, or what the media calls a news peg? This is a basic filter the media uses to determine the newsworthiness of a story. Then be honest with yourself and ask, what are you pushing? What would happen if the mention of your product or company was edited out of the story? Is there still a valuable story? If the answer is no, then you should really question why you are trying to use the media to sell your stuff. When it comes to good public relations, always remember, it is your responsibility to do good things first, help others, improve conditions, and be a story before you pitch a story.